It's National FFA Week, and to celebrate, we're highlighting stories of former FFA members from North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Pat Dingles was one of the first female FFA members to join the Redwood Falls, Minnesota FFA. Dingles joined with a friend as a junior in high school in the 1970s.
So when we walked into the class as a junior, we were actually probably 2 years behind in our learning because we hadn't been part of agriculture classes at that point. And the boys in the class really did not know that we were going to be joining their class. So it took a while for some of the class members to accept us in participating in the agriculture class, but it all worked out very well, and I was able to order my first FFA jacket and represent the chapter at a region event for general livestock judging. So it was really exciting to become more and more involved in agriculture.
That time in the FFA encouraged her to get a degree in agriculture education and animal science and to stay involved in agriculture. Now, Dingles is an active member of the Minnesota FFA Foundation.
It's so important to make sure that we can introduce others to the world of agriculture, ag education, and FFA programs to make sure that they can experience all that it has, all the opportunities it has for young people, and to explore career possibilities, to learn and understand the world of agriculture.
Follow along with our coverage of National FFA Week on Facebook, Twitter, and RRFN.com. Our National FFA Week coverage is presented by the Minnesota Agricultural Education Leadership Council, Corteva Agriscience, Nutrien, and Bayer.